So, whatever I appreciated, 30 years ago, the same principle is going on. There is no change. What I understood by spiritual master, practically I met him in 1922, and this poetry was written in 1936. That means 14 years before writing this poetry, I met my Guru Maharaj in 1922. At that time I was quite a young man, 25 years old only, and I was posted in a very responsible position as the office manager of Dr. Bose's laboratory, and I was fond of, in those days, of Gandhi's movement. In 1922, I joined Gandhi's movement and I gave up my educational career because one of the Gandhi's program was to boycott the universities. That's a very long story. Many students gave up their educational career and joined this Gandhi's movement, and I was one of them. So, Dr. Bose, Kartik Chandra Bose, he's a very important man at that time. He was managing director of Bengal Chemical Company. Now there is a street in the central Calcutta, Dr. Kartik Bose Street. So he was a very important man. And he was our family physician, and my father's very intimate friend. So, when I gave up my education and I was joining Gandhi's movement, at that time, Dr. Kartik Chandra Bose asked me to join him. So, with the permission of my father, I joined. So I was fond of, at that time, the Gandhi non-cooperation movement. And then, when I joined Dr. Bose's laboratory, of course I was dressed in khaddar. So Dr. Bose liked that dress, khaddar dress. He told me one day that out of your whole Gandhi's movement, I like this khaddar only. Dr. Bose said. And why? Because this will give impetus to industry. This hand spinning will gradually give impetus to India. Actually, that happened. He was himself an industrialist. Actually, in India, the chemical industry was given birth by Dr. Kartik Chandra Bose. He was a very important man. He started this Bengal Chemical. So, 1922, I met my Guru Maharaj through the exigency of my intimate friend, Mr. Narendranath Malli. I would not go. He told me information, there is a nice sadhu, let us go and see. I did not like very much these sadhus in those days, national spirit. So I said, I have seen many sadhus, they come at my father's care. I was not very much pleased with the behavior. So he dragged me, forcibly, no? I have heard this person is very exalted. So I went, and his first opening bhasan was that you are educated young man, why don't you preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gospel in the Western country? I did not know. So this was his blessing in the first meeting. I did not know, but because we belong to a Vaishnava family, we were very much worshipper of Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, our family, deity. So I was very much pleased that here is a personality who is going to preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gospel. I was very much pleased. So anyway, from 1922 to 1933, practically I was not initiated, but I got the impression of preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult. That I was thinking. And that was the initiation by my Guru Maharaj. Then officially I was initiated in 1933 because in 1923 I left Calcutta. I started my business at Allahabad. So I was always thinking of my Guru Maharaj, that I met a very nice sadhu. Although I was doing business, I never forgot him. Then in 1928, these Gauri Math people came to Allahabad. This during Kumbh Mela, as the Kumbh Mela is going to be held this year, a similar big Kumbh Mela was held in 1928. In those days, they came to open their branch in Allahabad, and somebody recommended that you go to. At that time, I was running on my big pharmacy. I was a very well-known man in Allahabad as the proprietor of the pharmacy. So somebody recommended them that you go to Abhay Babu. He is a very religious man. He'll help you. So when they entered my shop, I was very much pleased that this man I met in 1922, and now they have come. In this way, we become reconnected. And in 1933, I was officially initiated. And my only qualification was, when I was introduced to my Guru Maharaj for initiation, Guru Maharaj immediately said, yes, I shall initiate this boy. He is very nice. He hears me very patiently. He does not go away. So that was my qualification. The high standard of philosophy which you are speaking at that time practically I could not follow what was you are speaking, but still I like to hear. That was my hobby. Whenever I was asking when Guru Maharaj will speak, so he took it very seriously. And then in 1936, it's a long history, during this Vyas Puja day, whatever I studied about our relationship with my Guru Maharaj, I expressed in this poetry, and since that day, my godbrothers used to call me poet, and Guru Maharaj also very much appreciated this poetry. Now, somehow or other, you have found it. I thought the poetry is lost, but I do not know how it was found out by some of our disciples. I think it was found out in London Museum or somewhere else by Gurudas. They had a stock of harmonists, and from the harmonies, by Guru Maharaj's paper, this poetry was found. Otherwise, I thought it was lost. But anyway, this poetry is, adore, adore ye all the happy day, blessed than heaven, sweeter than May. So I heard that the month of May is very pleasing in the Western countries. So I compared the happiness of this day with the May Day. They call it May Day?
Yes.
When he appeared at Puri, the holy place, my Lord and Master, his divine bliss. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared as the son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He is fourth son. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has your family man, his seven children, sons and daughters. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, known in his previous life as Bagala Prasad Datta, son of Kedarnath Datta, his father, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, his name was, he was magistrate. And he was manager also, the managing board of Jagannath Puri. The system is the local magistrate becomes the official manager of the managing board of Jagannath Puri. So, at that time, you are situated in Jagannath Puri, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared at Puri. And the Rathajatra, ceremony takes place, and sometimes the big ratha stops at interval. So the house in which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur appear, in front of that house, the ratha stopped. So his mother took the advantage, and because Bhaktivinoda Thakur was magistrate, so the son, the little baby, was brought before the ratha, and the pujaris allowed him to bring the chai before the deity, and the deity, the chai was placed before the deity, and a garland was offered by Jagannath. Now, that was the first sign of his becoming the Acharya. In this way, there are many incidences. So therefore, his birthplace is mentioned, the holy place, my Lord and Master is defined. Yes. Oh, my Master, the evangelic angel, give us thy light, light up thy candle, struggle for existence, a human race, the only hope is divine grace. So, actually, we are in a very precarious condition, the modern civilization. I mean to say, manipulated by the Western people. It is soul-killing civilization. This civilization, by nature, the chance is given after many, many evolutionary processes. Jalaya-ravalakkhani, Savara-ravalakkhavinshati. The evolution theory is there in the Padma Purana. It is not Darwin's theory. Darwin stolen it from Padma Purana and he presented in a distorted way of his own imagining. Otherwise, the Darwin's theory is not the original. The theory, it is not theory, fact. Jivajatisu. That is, wandering within the cycle of jivajati, different species of life, tathādehāntara-prāt. This is Vedic knowledge, this evolutionary process. It is not Darwin's theory. So, by that process, lower animals and then the chronological order is there. First of all, aquatics, jalaya. Jalaya means aquatic. Then savara, trees, plants. Then flies, then birds, then bees, then human beings. In this way, bhausambhavante. After many, many millions of years, we get this opportunity of human life to realize God. And this civilization is denying, refusing the opportunity to the human society to understand God. Such a soul-killing civilization. It's a fact. They deny, what is God? There is no God. Everything is science. Although they cannot explain science, they cannot do anything. Simply talking like no. Last night some girls came. So they are students of botany. So I asked them, so can you manufacture a seed which can give birth to a big banyan tree? No, sir, it is not. Then what kind of botany is that? Actually, what is that science? It's talk. Simply something which is going on in the middle post. Where is the beginning and where is the end of knowledge, that they do not know. They are theorizing only in the middle. They do not know janmādrasya-yathā, where is the beginning of this science. That is, beginning is Krishna. Krishna says, Aham sarvatsa prabhava. Yes. Bijo aham sarvabhutana. That seed, you scientists, you cannot manufacture. What chemicals are there that if you put in the earth and pour some water and it will grow a big tree. These scientists, they cannot explain what is the chemical composition is there. But there is. So that is in the hand of Krishna. So, this knowledge means to understand the original source. That is philosophy. Find out the original source. That is knowledge. So, the Vedishta Sarvaya Hamiva Veda. Actually, the knowledge terminates when you understand Krishna. He is the source of everything. So, there is a struggle for existence in a human race. The only hope is divine grace. So he got this information from his divine grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And that knowledge is still going on. You are receiving through his servant. And in future, the same knowledge will go to your students. This is called parampara system. Evam parampara. It is not that you have become a student and you remain student. No. One day you shall become also guru and make more students. More students. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mission. Not that perpetually, yes, one should remain perpetually a student. But he has to act as guru. That is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is not that because I am acting as guru, I am no longer student. No, I am still student. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us this instruction, that we shall always remain a fully student before our Guru Maharaj. That is the Vedic culture. I may be a very big man, but still I should remain a fully student to my Guru. That is the quality. Guru mare mutpadeki karila sāsa. We should be always prepared to be controlled by the Guru. That is very good qualification. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasadam. Arana koriyamane as. So, we should become always a very obedient student to our Guru. That is the qualification. That is the spiritual qualification. So, recently I am very pleased to say that our Harikesh, I order him to go immediately to Poland. And he thought that he has been punished. Let us know. I was thinking that here is an important, very intelligent boy. If he is given chance to preach, he will come out very successful. So I see the glimpses that he has got in our post. He will be very good organizer. That's a chance. At that time, he might have thought that I was separating him. No, my goodwill was there. That he should be given chance for better opportunity. So I'm very much happy that he's doing there very nice. So this should be the attitude. My Guru Maharaj wanted me to preach in the Western countries. although I was at that time a ordinary manager in a chemical firm, I never thought, but I took it seriously. So from that 1965, it was fruitful. How many years? 43 years. So it is better late than never. Yes. So he desired me. I thought, now I am a family man. Let me adjust things. I would have accepted immediately. But I was not so intelligent at that time. I thought, my responsibility to family is there, let me wear. But still, Guru Maharaj was so kind to me that when I was grihastha, I was seeing him in dream, he asked me, come with me. So I was going, and after that I was thinking, I will have to take sannyas and go with him. So it appeared to me very horrible. I was not very much inclined to take sannyas. But Guru Maharaj is so kind that he ultimately forced me to take sannyas and do this work. So it is all his kindness. So this is the memory of his kindness. So 40 years ago, I remember the same thing as it is in 1922, and still the same thing is going on. There is nothing new. We have nothing to do new. Simply let us present as it is. There is no... You see, the spirit of my writing is the same. Misled we are all going astray. This soul-killing civilization is misleading us. We must know it. This very misleading civilization. Our real aim of life is to understand our spiritual identification and search out our relationship with God, Krishna. That is our real business. But this modern civilization is misleading us in different ways. So, I wrote this. Misled we are, all going astray. Save us, Lord, our fervent prayer. Wander thy ways, to turn our face, adore thy feet, your divine way. So this portion he very much appreciates. So we have to find out ways how to turn the current. The current is sense enjoyment. Material life means the current is sense enjoyment. And this current has to be turned sense enjoyment of Krishna. Sense enjoyment is there. But the material civilization, the misled civilization is that the sense gratification is taken personal. When this sense gratification will be turned towards Krishna, then our life is it. Like the gopis, apparently it appears that gopis, they were attracted by a young boy, Krishna, and for their sense gratification, they made friendship with Krishna. No, that is not the fact. The fact is that gopis used to dress themselves nicely, because by seeing them, Krishna will be satisfied. Not that for their sense gratification. Generally, a girl dresses herself to attract the attention of the boy. So the same thing is there, but it is Krishna's sense gratification, not the gopis. The gopis did not want anything, but Krishna will be satisfied. That is the difference between lust and love. Love is there, only possible when it is diverted towards Krishna. That is love. And beyond that, not beyond that, below that, everything is lust. So you should always remember this. The senses are not stopped, but when the gratification of the senses is directed towards Krishna, that is bhakti and love. And when the sense gratification is directed towards personal self, that is lust. This is the difference between lust and love. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur knew this art, how to turn our activities for the satisfaction of Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, I wonder the way to turn our face as old as we turn divine way. Forgotten Krishna, we fallen soul. Why we are fallen? Because we are fallen. Our relationship with Krishna is eternal. Unless it was eternal, how you Western peoples could be devotee of Krishna? Artificially, you cannot be a devotee of Krishna. The relationship is there, eternal. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. By the process, it is now awake. Sabanadi Suddha Chitte Kare Udaya. It is awake. Love between young man and young man, it is not artificial. It is there. But by certain circumstantial environment, the love becomes manifest. Similarly, our love for Krishna, relationship with Krishna is eternal. Jive Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Dara. But we have to create such situation that eternal relation should be awake. That is the art. That is one thing. The forgotten Krishna, we fallen soul, be most heavy the illusions though. Because we have forgotten Krishna, we are paying heavy, heavy toll, tax, taxation. What is the taxation? The taxation is nivartanti mittu samsara vatmani. This human life is meant for understanding Krishna. But instead of understanding Krishna, we are understanding the so-called material science for sense gratification. This is our position. The energy which was given by nature to understand Krishna, that is being utilized how to manufacture something for sense gratification. This is my God. This is Maya, illusion. Therefore, it is pay most heavy the illusions to toll tax. That is a pain. Because we have forgotten Krishna, therefore now we have manufactured the nuclear weapon, Russia, America. And you have to pay heavily. They are already paying heavily the armament. Preparation is going on. More than 50% of the income of the state and now is being spent for this army heavily. Instead of other purposes, it is being spent for military strength, every state. A very heavy toll we are paying. And when there is war, there is no limit how much we are spending for this devastation. So why? Because we have forgotten Krishna. This is fact. So these people, they have made the United Nations unnecessarily fighting like dogs, so this will not solve the problem. The problem will be solved if they pass a resolution that the whole world, not only this world, Krishna says, Sarva Loka Maheswaram. Krishna is the proprietor. So why not accept? Actually he is the proprietor. Who has created this planet? We have created, or our father created? No. Krishna has created. But we are claiming this portion is American, this portion is Indian, this portion is Pakistani. Unnecessary. What is the value of this claim? We may claim it for 50 years, 60 years, 100 years, and after that one kick, get out. Where is your claim? But they do not understand this philosophy. They are fighting. That's all. This is my, this is my land. They do not know, Krishna says, Tathadehantarattva. You are America and today, so tomorrow, even if you are America, if you become an American cow or American animal, nobody will care for you. Nobody will care for your politics. But this art they do not know. This science they do not know. They are under illusion. They are thinking that I shall continue to remain America. So let's waste my time for American interest, so-called interest. There cannot be any interest. Prakitakrimanani gunikarmani sarva. Everything is being done by nature. We are simply falsely thinking. Ahankara vimuratma kattahamitimanya. This illusion is going on. Forgotten Krishna, you fallen souls, pay most heavy the illusions to. Pain. Darkness around, all untrace, the only hope, your divine. This means simply you are in darkness. So, we shall discuss later on again. Now it is. What is the time now? So we shall discuss again. The same thing, it is chalked out by Krishna and by parampara system. We have understood this philosophy. Even parampara paptam mimangala jasaya vidu. So keep this parampara system. This Vyaspuja is parampara system. Vyaspuja means to accept this parampara system. Vyas, Guru, is the representative of Vyas, because he does not change anything. What Vyaspuja, what Vyasdev said, your Guru also will say the same thing. Not that so many hundreds of thousands of years have passed away, therefore I give you a new formula. No, there is no new formula. The same Vyaspuja, the same philosophy, simply we have to accept it, then our life will be successful. Thank you very much.